First came the book, Brace for Impact. Surviving the Crash of the Industrial World. Then came the website, The Daily Impact, chronicling the crash of the industrial world. And now, The Daily Impact, the podcast. As recently as 6 weeks ago, the Pollyannas of industrial agriculture were all over the industrial media, trumpeting the imminent huge corn harvest in the United States. They knew it was going to be huge because more U.S. acres were planted in corn this year than ever, and because there is no such thing as global climate change. Well, they didn't say that second part, but they assumed it, because if they hadn't, they might have foreseen the disaster now unfolding. This week, the U.S. Department of Agriculture put aside its customary cheerleader uniform and pom-poms for sober black attire as it announced the following: persistent and extreme June dryness across the central and eastern Corn Belt, and extreme late June and early July heat from the central plains to the Ohio River Valley have substantially lowered yield prospects across most of the major growing regions. Really? You didn't see that one coming? Anyone even look at the drought prediction maps the global warming cult has been putting out for a couple of decades now? And at that, after one of the largest ever one-month reductions in its corn harvest estimate, they cut June's estimate of the harvest by 1.8 billion bushels. The USDA still manages to sound like a cockeyed optimist. It is still forecasting an average yield of 146 bushels per acre, even while reporting that only 40% of the crop is in good condition as of Monday. A pessimist looking at that number might conclude that, hey, 60% of the crop is in poor condition. It could be worse, much worse, by next week. Right now, this week, the Midwestern corn is pollinating, and if there is no rain this week, and none is forecast, the pollination will fail, and the losses could be catastrophic. Already the riverboat gamblers who populate the commodities exchanges are buying in their corn chips big time, looking for easy profit on the hunger of millions as food prices possibly resume their inexorable rise worldwide, helped along, as always, by the speculators. Chicago corn futures are at a 10-month high. If the corn crop does fail substantially and the failure causes a major spike in food prices worldwide, it will be the first such spike since the spring of last year, a season now commonly referred to as the Arab Spring. Wonder what euphemism we'll use to name the next season of falling governments of hungry countries. It's hard to see how we can begin to bring into balance the demand for food and its supply until agencies such as the USDA begin to take into account, honestly and publicly, climate change, the failures of industrial agriculture, the threats posed by overusing synthetic fertilizers and chemicals, the impoverished state of our topsoil, and some other pretty serious problems that cheerleaders just ignore. And until commodities markets are limited to those who actually sell and buy the commodities, along with some reputable and regulated contributors of liquidity, I wouldn't bet on it. For more current news about the ongoing crash of the industrial world, read The Daily Impact on the web at www.dailyimpact.net. You can also find out more about or even buy the book Brace for Impact there or at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis reminding you, brace for impact.